You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. Offers for sale by private equity and venture capital firms have been significantly higher than fresh issuances of capital between 2018 and 2023. Sales by PEs and VCs amounted to around $26 billion, compared with about $10.4 billion worth of capital issuances, according to an analysis by Kotak Institutional Equities. In 2023 so far, PEs and VCs have sold stock worth more than Rs 25,000 crore. Moreover, sales of their holdings by promoters at Rs 87,000 crore, or about $10 billion, has been the highest in the past 6 years. Of this, the promoters of the Adani Group sold shares worth Rs 37,000 crore, or about 40% of the total promoters selling in 2023. Meanwhile, in a clear sign that inflationary pressures continue to weigh on IT spending, US-based IT major Accenture on Thursday forecast a full-year earnings and first-quarter revenue for FY24 below Street's estimates. The company has guided revenue growth of -2% to 2% in Q1 FY24. For the full year, it expects revenue growth to be in the range of 2% to 5%. The company follows September-August financial year and on Thursday posted revenues of $16 billion in the Q4 FY23, down 0.36% quarter-on-quarter. Net profit at $1.4 billion during the period was down 30% QOQ. For the full year, revenue was at $64.1 billion, up by 4.2%, and net profit at $7 billion was marginally up by 1.4%. Moving on, two entities that are part of the promoter group in Adani Power have acquired a 2.2% stake through the open market between September 5th and 25. Fortitude Trade and Investment bought 65.8 million shares, constituting 1.71% stake in the company, between September 5th to September 21st. Similarly, Emerging Market Investment DMCC acquired 19.2 million shares in Adani Power, which constitutes 0.5% between September 21st and September 25th, according to regulatory filings. Following the acquisition, the promoter group shareholding in the company went up to 69.09%. Promoters of Adani Green Energy picked up a 2.1% stake, or 33.2 million shares, in the company through the open market. These shares were bought between September 1st and September 21st. On to economy. India's current account deficit narrowed to 1.1% of gross domestic product in the April-June quarter of the current fiscal year, from 2.1% in the year-ago quarter, but widened sequentially from 0.2% registered in the fourth quarter of last fiscal, according to the data released by the Reserve Bank of India on Thursday. The sequential widening of the CAD to $9.2 billion in Q1 FY24 from $1.3 billion in Q4 FY23 was mainly due to a higher goods trade deficit and moderation in both the net inflows of services and remittances. The CAD stood at close to $18 billion in Q1 FY23. The capital account saw a higher surplus of $34.4 billion in Q1 FY24 as against $22 billion in the year-ago quarter. In some more economy news, India added $4.7 billion to its external debt stock in the three-month period, ending June, to take the total liabilities to outsiders to $629.1 billion. Valuation effect due to appreciation of the US dollar against other major currencies amounted to $3.1 billion. The statement by Reserve Bank of India added, quote, excluding the valuation effect, the external debt would have increased by $7.8 billion instead of $4.7 billion at the end of June over end of March, unquote. The hardening of interest rates in the advanced economies, where much of the debt is raised, led to an increased ratio of debt service obligation to 6.8% of the current receipts by June end as against 5.3% in the quarter ending March. To boost modern grain storage capacity, the Food Corporation of India is aiming to complete the construction of 3 million ton capacity wheat silos located across the country by November under public-private partnership model, a senior official said. The official said the corporation would also approve the construction of an additional 3 empty silos to be built over the next 2 to 3 years, for which bids from the private entities have been received. The official told FE, quote, construction of 2 empty of silos is already completed and is being used, while a million ton capacity silos are expected to be handed over to us in next couple of months, unquote. Lastly, here are the stocks you need to watch out for today. These include Adani Units, Coforge, SBI Life Insurance Company, and Emami, among others. Abu Dhabi conglomerate International Holding Company, IHC, said on Thursday it would sell its stake in India's Adani Green Energy and Adani Energy Solutions as part of its portfolio rebalancing strategy, according to Reuters. IT services firm Coforge on Thursday said that it has received income tax demand of Rs. 83 crore for the financial year 2019-20. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.